take care of those three. Now we'll move on to our older business discussions. Well, first we had we've done the computer instructions. Now we'll move into the board. We've got the standards for relief, the granting of the relief.
Gentlemen, I sent you a letter, okay, showing you what I have, and I've consulted with Mr. Burrow, our county attorney, on the standards for relief. And I understand there's some input that you would like to have concerning some of these areas that we've gotten involved in the variances, like uniqueness, possibility of development, effect on surroundings, et cetera. I still feel that this should help some of the applicants when they come in, because that other instruction sheet was kind of very confusing. And this way they can be prepared to answer some of your questions, which I'm sure you're going to get a little more involved with. So if there's any, let me just, you all have a copy of it here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me go over the variances, okay? Uniqueness. If you could just take a minute to read through that, if any of you have anything, I'm sure you've had time to.
But the only thing that
go to A, okay.
Called you about was 4C should actually be 5A.
4C should be 5A, I remember, okay.
4C should reference it not being detrimental to public use or public welfare.
Will the variance be detrimental?
Yeah, that should be 4C. That's not detrimental to public welfare.
To public welfare.
And then there's not
4C. That'll be 4C, right? Okay.
And then for 5A, you've got is a variance necessary to afford relief. And 4C that you had, will the variance represent the least modification possible to of regulations at issue? Actually, what you had is 4C should probably be 5B. Necessary to afford relief.
Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare, you're saying should be what?
4C.
4C, right?
Right.
Okay, and then what are you proposing for extent of variance? Of a variance?
I'm sorry?
Was
well, you've got them listed. If we start at the top, okay. You've got number one dealing with uniqueness. And you've
right.
Got A and B, and that's, you know, that's the two issues of uniqueness.
As far as you're concerned, that's okay. Everyone agree with that?
And then,
yeah.
And then two, the possibility of development, you know, can it be otherwise developed in strict conformity,
okay.
Enable reasonable use of the property, and you know that's the two standards.
Right.
Number three, standalone. You know, that was created by the applicant.
Right.
Then number four, when you talk about altering the essential character of the neighborhood or
right.
effects on surroundings.
Right.
A is the first portion of that. It won't alter the essential character. B is won't permanently impair, and then C isn't as the standards read, it's will not be detrimental to public welfare, but you've got will the variance represent the least modification.
Okay
that
should, so you want that changed to
read. That should actually 4C should actually be 5A.
Okay, I
okay,
got
which is the next one down. Minimum of 4 to
5A
would
be 4C,
yeah.
Just reversing
yeah.
the two.
Okay, gotcha.
And 4C should say that it won't be detrimental to public welfare.
Right, gotcha.
Then when you go over, you've got what you have is 5A, minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Should be B.
C.
Well, the standard says the variance is the minimum, the variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Right.
Okay. And you kind of...
I kind of made it simple.
Well, you kind of come...
I was trying to make it
what
so
you,
that
What
they,
you have for 5A is the variance necessary to afford relief.
Right.
Not, it doesn't say anything about the minimum. What you had on 4C, you know, addressed the minimum.
Okay.
Where it said represent the least modification possible.
Right. So then I'll throw... So
you actually threw an extra step in and you kind of put it out of place, I think.
Will the variance represent the least modification possible regulations...
Well, you've got that as
at
5.
Issue?
You have that as 5B.
Okay. That would what be as 5B.
What you had written as 4C, 5A should be combined to be 5A.
Okay.
All right. With me?
You all agree with that now? You know where he's going with this?
It's right out of the code.
It's right out of the code. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know what he's doing with the... with the extent of the variance. Okay. Well, how about anything else, gentlemen?
Anybody else?
Otherwise, I think it's a great idea. Because if it's explained to the applicant, they can answer all these questions yes, then they meet the standards for granting,
sure.
Or positively,
sure.
Then they can meet the standards for granting the variance. Otherwise, you know, the requirement is they're going to have to answer all these questions.
Or else.
It ought to at least stimulate their minds a little bit, because, you know, how many times do people come up to the podium and they just stand there like a bump on a log and you're wondering, well, what do you want? What are you doing here?
Don't know what to expect.
Yeah, at least they'll have these things in their mind, and if they've actually spent some time and tried to fill them out, you know, hopefully they'll be able to just kind of run through the thing, or you run through the thing, and we won't waste so much time trying to teach them the standard that they should have known in the first place.
Well, I think a lot of times what happens to them is they come up here, they're so nervous in the first place, they don't even know what to expect, and when you answer that question, their minds just go completely blank, and this way they can prepare themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, plus, if they answer it and they turn it in with their application, then they can be on the screen,
yeah.
And you can see it in advance.
Yeah, I don't know if we could. I don't know if we could enforce that. Could we? No.
Enforce it? You mean making them fill it out?
Yeah, make it fill them out. Can we do
sure.
that?
I mean, you can make them do anything you want to accept the application. I mean, we try to make them supply a drawing, and you know, we kind of tolerate just about anything in terms of a drawing. So you know, even if it's a very quick and modest effort. But, you know, I mean, obviously, if somebody at the desk is telling them, you know, you need to look at this stuff because this is
sure.
this is what it's all about, I mean, there's really no excuse then for somebody to come in and say, gee, I don't know anything about the standards.
Yeah, that's the way I felt, because I keep getting a lot of questions, you know, asking what you gentlemen are going to ask them and what they're going to do and how should I prepare myself and this and that. And
really, your first statement up here lets them know that they should be prepared to answer the
question. Yes, should
question.
Be prepared.
So that's good.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody's satisfied with that.
So every person who gets asking for that can get one of those too, with it.
Correct.
With
they're it. Being handed out right
and
now.
And the people at the desk probably ought to be encouraged to tell them to fill them out and submit them as part of the application. You know, don't just
yeah.
if they have to come back a second day to do it to submit it. They can, you know, take it home with them, work on it overnight, and come, you know, mail it back or whatever.
Fax it, whatever.
The more time I think they spend with this stuff, the better their chances are going
to
be.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean
spend
it seems silly to spend
right.
$400 and not know what you're doing and blow it and then never have a chance to do it again.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's something that we've never, how should I, since I've been here, really strictly enforced that these things are the reasons for they're here. The reason they're here, and when they start coming in just saying I don't know, that's not a good answer to give to the board. In all fairness, I don't know, sir, I don't know, and you know how many we've had of those.
Mm-hmm.
So now they will have some idea of what you're going to ask them. Okay.
Thank you. Next,
medical hardships.